Western Rio de Janeiro, in a slum where fights between gangs and the police happen almost every day. These men are part of the Third Command, a drug trafficking group formed in the 1990s. In recent years, the members have expanded its area of influence to other countries.
We move in Paraguay and Bolivia, areas close to the border, and from there, we get the drugs, the guns, and all of this.
The Third Command is an offshoot of one of Brazil's most powerful drug trafficking organizations, the Comando Vermelho, or Red Command. They say they're facing new challenges now.
The government of Bolsonaro made it easier for people to get weapons. It makes it more challenging for us because now getting weapons and ammunition is more expensive, sometimes more difficult, but we find the way around it. We always do.
They claim to be an army of 120 people ready to fight the police and rival gangs. We saw them, but we're not allowed to film all of them.
This area is controlled by the Third Command drug trafficking organizations. And everywhere you look, there are young men carrying machine guns, an example of how these groups recruit their soldiers. Violence and crime is a priority for many people in this election, and both presidential candidates are promising to fight it.
But fighting them is a challenge and comes at an expense. Patricia Costa's son, Douglas, was killed during a police operation this year near her home, in the Villa Cruzeiro favela in Rio. More than 20 others were killed during the raid in May. Costas blames President Jair Bolsonaro for her son's death.
I never expected this. I got a call and I had to go to the morgue and I saw he was tortured. He was shot 3 times. My son was a hard worker, a good son. He was everything to me. But the police killed him, and since Bolsonaro came to power, there is more violence here.
Most of the victims of police raids are generally black and poor. Human rights groups have denounced the increase of violent police tactics since Jair Bolsonaro took office. He's a strong supporter of the use of force to battle crime. Last year, more than 6,000 people were killed by the police, according to the Brazilian Forum on Public Safety. Analysts say whomever wins the presidency will have to find a new approach.
We're talking about criminal gangs that have a strong presence in Latin America and Europe, and that are a presence also in small cities across Brazil. The most violent cities in Brazil are now in the Amazon, in the northeast, and follow the road of cocaine. The structure of organizations has changed, and the strategy has to change.
Gangs say they're used to fighting the police, and they will continue to do so no matter who wins Sunday's vote. But people like Patricia Costa are demanding change so that what occurred to her family won't happen again. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.